You're running out of luck.
What's up?
Hey, why don't you introduce us with a big network type of thing to do?
We've always thought we were a big...
Well, quick, write it out for me. I can't handle it, you know.
Well, this is...
Make it up. This is your chance to think on your feet.
And, brother...
Standing on your head as you
are. I think you can think better with your feet, Norm, as a matter of fact.
Is this candy coming?
Yes.
Sure. It just came right out of my pocket. Come on, let's introduce us now, will you?
Introducing...
You're off microphone.
Instead of getting... Use that yellow one.
Right. Bob and I spent hours with you on microphone technique. For goodness sakes, have you forgotten everything we taught you, Norm? Now try it again.
Well, wait a minute. We'll go out and come in again.
That'll be much better. Sure. Sit down, Norm.
We just got here.
Finish
your
original play again.
Go ahead.
So long, Bob. So long, Ray. Well, here I am all alone. What am I going to do first? I've got an idea. I think I'll let them in on what's going on in the back hall. See, Bob and Ray are out in the outer lobby just outside of Studio A here circling Master Control. They think they've stuck me because I'm here all alone at the microphone, but actually, what I'm doing is planning something for them. Now, when they come in here and sit down, you're going to hear something. And when you do, remember, I'm the guy that's responsible for it.
But the lumber will. I'm going right back where I belong.
Most wonderful opening we've ever had, wasn't it?
Well, it was different anyway. And good afternoon and welcome, friends, to our little afternoon get-together called Time to Think.
Howdy, Bob and Ray, Charlie.
Hello, Tex, old
Normie.
Boy. How are you? I haven't seen you in a long time.
Well, Ray, we've just been a-filling dates as much as we could.
With what?
Well, we put cream cheese in some of them. We put peanut butter in other ones.
Good for you.
And, of course, we're playing every day now. This afternoon, we're out in Bald Knob, Montana for three big shows.
Excuse me, is this phone ring?
Then we move along to...
Hello? No, I guess not. Go ahead.
Then we move along to Lickskillet, Kentucky this evening for three big shows starting at 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
That'll be good, Tex.
Yeah, it'll be wonderful.
We're just so tired. We've been meeting a lot of grand people, though. You can leave that spot here. We're going to have to read it at one point.
I believe we have one.
We have one, too.
We do. We have one of those. We have one of those Richmonds a little later.
These guys are lost.
You know, it's a lot. As a matter of fact, I think he's right.
We're a lot.
Just remember, we can always call in our great recorded library to fill in quite adequately for those two musicians. Don't forget... As long as Billy Eckstein is in our library, we need not worry.
Billy, how about coming over here and singing a song?
Be glad to.
Come on, Billy. You've got a new one called If Love Is
Mark
Trouble.
Up.
No, If Love Is Trouble is the one I was thinking of.
Oh.
And I think, I think you'd do a wonderful job on it.
I used the name Billy Fowler on that particular record.
Oh, this is Billy Eckstein I'm talking about.
Well, that's me, yeah, but I'm telling on my circus record I used the name Billy Fowler.
Oh, yes, you can't say. But you go Winterhäuser for the music.
Yeah.
I mean.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you want to sing it now?
Sure.
Okay.
It's a miserable way to get happy. When it rains, it'll pour. But if love is trouble, that's what I'm looking for. And I may have to say with a heartache, but I've done it before. And if love is trouble, that's what I'm looking for. It's not really living when nobody's caring and nobody's sharing the glow. Where they're taking and giving with someone to cry with. Taking the high with the low, I'd be happy to find love and find out double troubles in store. Cause if love is trouble, that's what I'm looking for. Find love and find out double troubles in store. Cause if love is trouble, if love is trouble, that's what I'm looking for.
Nowhere, where are you? That was Billy Eckstein and Love is Trouble.
Well,
I think
Eckstein.
I've had a phone call over here.
Billy Eckstein is real great, isn't he?
That's a wonderful song.
Sure.
Very nice.
What is the name of it, Bob?
Love is Trouble.
Love is Trouble.
Maybe you'd like to give your candid opinion of that.
Well, I think the
how did you like the harmonics? Did you hear many of them?
There weren't many in that particular record,
no.
You'll notice.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did like the second chorus, I think, better than the first.
Yeah.
I don't know why, I just feel it.
That's been a favorite of yours for a long time.
The second part. Mm-hmm.
What have you picked out for the second one?
This next one, the reason I picked it out, Bob, is this.
Mm-hmm.
Two men.
I mean, you probably like the way it, you probably like the way the band fills in behind the vocal.
Yes.
I see it here in the
Yes,
list.
I do, but that isn't the real truth.
I know, I've long been a real fan of this next singer, and I think all the listeners are going to be surprised to hear what your comments are concerning the singer and the band.
Well, I've been
undoubtedly this is one of his greatest pieces of work.
Yes. I have been an admirer of this.
He's done all kinds of songs, of course, hasn't he?
Yes,
you know?
The ballad type, and he's done a lot of
done
bops.
The ballads and the bops and so forth.
And he's gone.
And he comes right along with something new pretty regularly.
And the reason I picked
out
this record.
He's got a lot of drive on this last record. Have you noticed the drive he has on this?
Yes. Yes, I do. And
when was the last time you saw him? Did you see him on his recent trip here?
I bumped into him down in Florida.
Uh-huh.
Fortunately, I had extraterritorial insurance. And we got out of it all.
I think we've got to move right along and maybe listen to this thing.
Okay.
This features a vocal chorus, I understand, in the background.
That's why I picked it up.
Yeah. And just why did you pick this
song? Well,
in a few brief words, why do you pick this note?
Well, as I was saying,
it's been a favorite of yours, I know.
It's been a favorite of mine, but the reason I picked it out
kind of near and dear to your heart.
That's right. Let's listen.
Oh, okay.
Check this is over and over again. Check this is satisfied women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by check this is A, B, C.
Hey, did you happen to hear Red Barrett up here on Bob Clayton's
no.
program last evening?
No.
He was picking out some of the top tunes of the Braves.
No. I suppose they go pretty strong for Don Dester and things like that, don't they?
Kind of like Red Barrett did parade them. Hey,
what does he have?
Oh,
Kathleen
Molly Malone.
Mavourneen.
And Kathleen Mavourneen. And
I'll take you home again.
I'll see you home again, Yasha.
Yeah. Red is quite a boy. He's got a wonderful voice.
Red Barrett?
Sure.
Well.
He and I did a Jimmy.
I won't say any more about that.
Down in Cohasset. And you know, Cohasset is having a big deal next Monday.
Oh, they are, really?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Cohasset
yes.
Day.
Oh, and why is that? Why is
it? Well, the American Legion is putting on the George Neely Post.
They're putting on what?
Putting on Cohasset Day.
For who? I mean.
for Cohasset.
Well, suppose.
Well, why?
For to have a big parade in the morning.
Uh-huh.
They've got a mammoth carnival.
I see.
Band concert.
What?
Rides, games.
Uh-huh.
Chances on television set.
And that's Cohasset.
I'm not saying too much, am I?
No, go right ahead, Chuck. Time is yours. If you want to talk about Cohasset Day, you can. But what is Cohasset boasting about particularly? I mean, why...
Well, I don't know. I'm modest. I don't like to say too much.
Well, come on, all you folks down Duxbury Way. Let's get up and have a Duxbury Day.
Incidentally,
serve roast ducks.
The response to our
sure.
fundraising campaign for that trip to Bluefield, West Virginia.
What's that again, Bob?
It's been overwhelming.
Excuse me, the phone is ringing here. Hello?
Yeah, of course.
Immediately when we were off the air yesterday, we had contributions from...
Well, all right, Major, we'll have that Duxbury Day then. Certainly we will. You can rely on me 100%.
Why did you pick this?
The reason I picked this particular number, Bob...
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
No, Erwin. The other one.
Excuse me,
sir. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
This next one, of course... The reason I like it, it was recorded under very difficult circumstances.
I understand this was made in Europe or something, wasn't it?
No, it was made here in the States. And,
that was Temptation I was thinking of.
No, as a matter of fact, Temptation wasn't either, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Well, go ahead.
This record was recorded under very difficult circumstances. The piano player didn't show up, and unfortunately, the trombone player did.
I understand the vocalist stepped in at the last minute. The
vocalist stepped in and played the piano very adequately. And
then stepped into the elevator shaft the way I heard it.
That's right. And
and the way I heard that record, he should have.
And suffered severe confusion.
But enough from you. Let's have this business about Bluefield, shall we?
All right. Let's talk briefly about it. As you know, friends, we are planning up the Bob and Ray train to Bluefield, West Virginia. And we want everybody to pitch in on this thing as much as possible. We're going down there to see the gala premiere of Rosanna
McCoy.
Shirley. What is it, Bob?
McCoy.
Oh, sure.
And the only thing that we're...
Call me?
The only reason we're starting this now is because we have to get funds to lay a railroad track into Park Square.
For a track. You know what that is, friends. It's a little track off the main line. We're going to have to run down to the Park Square.
We've checked with the authorities. It's going to cost us 9 cents a foot to put the track down.
That's what I figured. 9 cents a foot. For the track, and we'll have to shoot it over from Backstage Station, I presume.
It'll be a spur from there.
Yes. And the train will make up in Park Square, and we don't know exactly when we'll leave for Bluefield, but we hope to be able to go in a couple of weeks.
Now,
to
make this completely effective and successful, we've got to have at least 50 people who will go in on the plan with us.
Otherwise,
we can't feasibly do it.
Either that, or if you folks over there at the First National Bank want to underwrite the thing.
I mean, you're open to do that.
You can if you want, sure. It'd be wonderful if you would, too, believe me. I think it's grand of you over there.
But in case you can't make that, you can see the picture here in town, I understand.
Yes, if you want to. But I know most of you would rather go with us to Bluefield, West Virginia, to see it.
Yeah.
But if you can't scare up the money, and or if you get sick on train, then you can see it here at Boston at the Astor Theater on Tremont Street.
Now, here is all about this picture.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand by for a special on-the-spot broadcast direct from our reporter who is in the midst of the fighting between the Hatfields and the McCoys.
Stand back! Look out! All hands are going to come over there. Watch it, Max.
Between the Hatfields and the McCoys. Come in, George. On the edge of the Big Sandy River, right on the border between West Virginia and Kentucky, where the Hatfield clan has been holding off a determined army of the McCoys for a week now. There have been casualties on both sides, but the war shows no sign of easing up. The cause of this outbreak was wild young John Hatfield's kidnapping of beautiful Rosanna McCoy. And
Rosanna McCoy, incidentally, friends, is portrayed admirably by Lassie.
I'm sorry, I came in late. Would you start this whole thing over again about where they switch over to George?
Something like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand by for a special on-the-spot broadcast direct from our reporter who is in the midst of the fighting between the Hatfields and the McCoys. Come in, George. Okay, Stan. I'm speaking to you from a log fort on the edge of the Big Sandy River, right on the border between West Virginia and Kentucky, where the Hatfields...
Bob and Ray is there!
...the McCoys for a week now. There have been casualties on both sides, but the war shows no sign of easing up. The cause of this outbreak was wild young John Hatfield's kidnapping of beautiful Rosanna McCoy, and it looks like nothing short of a massacre is going to end it. Wait a minute, something's happening.
Certainly hope they don't miss you, George.
Someone's riding right on into the river in the thick of the fighting. It's a man and a woman and a horse. It's guns and Rosanna. They're trying to stop the fighting, and the odds are 10 to 1 they'll be shot before they get 10 feet further. Here we are back.
Well, what will happen tomorrow?
Well, I can see what happened now to Mighty Joe Young.
And we have that horse right here in the studio with us tonight. I wonder if you'd tell us just what your experiences were when you crossed that river. You're a little nervous, I'm sure. There's your line right there.
Look, I can't read. I'm a horse.
Well, that's right. Well, anyway,
I can stamp out numbers.
All right. Samuel Goldman's Rosanna McCoy starts tomorrow, August 31st. Oh, you've got more?
Oh.
Go ahead.
Here we are back at the studio. I can't tell you what happened, folks. You'll just have to see Samuel Goldwyn's Rosanna McCoy.
Cues all up.
Damn me. Well, anyway, friends, if you love to live dangerously, why don't you sit in on Rosanna McCoy some evening? Let us sit on her, for goodness sake.
An extra in person tomorrow, only at the Astor Theater, the Rosanna McCoy Square Dancers.
So don't miss them, friends. You'll be glad.
Can you imagine happy dancing and music after they tell us there's going to be a lot of shooting?
Where is this happy dancing going to be, Bob?
At the Astor Theater.
Up down the aisle?
I don't know where they're going. Maybe in the lobby or something.
Well, back of the popcorn stand.
Or maybe they'll be on stage. We can't tell now.
We don't want to either, friends. It's a secret. The boys and girls, stand by now for our secret code message. Remember yesterday we said...
What was the message? I forgot it, but I know. Here's the clue for today. Stand by.
Number two.
Hot foot.
Have you got that, boys and girls? Clue number two. Hot feet.
Hot foot.
Hot foot.
Write that down. Put it in your code book and send it in.
Send it in now, boys and girls, right now, while you're thinking about it. Right up here to Bob and Ray. Send your code word in a secret compartment.
Hot weather usually puts a crimp in the old appetite. On dining in cool
air. You got that now, boys and girls?
Yeah. A full pound of juicy sirloin steak. Really, it's the spot. The Park Lane at 214 Boylston Street has all the cool comfort to relax these warm evenings.
Oh, it really has, friend. You haven't lived until you've been to the Park Lane on a warm evening.
There's refreshing cocktails, cool chef-tossed salad, cold cuts,
hey,
roast beef. Doc, yes, lobster, chicken, fruit salad with sherbet,
peanut butter,
many other hot-weather delights.
With marshmallow fluff.
Soft music, friendly, courteous service.
You want that toasted?
What's that?
That steak.
I want it sizzling over a hot charcoal fire.
Oh, for $2?
That's what the menu says.
Well, okay, then I'll talk about
it. I don't want peas and carrots mixed with it.
Well, I ain't going to take the peas out.
Well, I ain't going to eat them.
You'll have to pick them out yourself, sir.
I
ain't going back to that kitchen. I'll get time and a half for picking peas and carrots apart. Don't forget it.
Soft music. Friendly, courteous service. And the pleasant surroundings of the Park Lane.
I know this guy. He's no tip.
Make you forget the heat and enjoy yourself. You'll see many of your friends at this rendezvous.
Oh, look. There's Ronald Sturdley.
Of the entertainment world. It's handy, just across from the public garden, the Park Lane at 214 Boylston.
Right across from the swan boat. Remember, friends, as we said before, how hungry you get after you've had a ride on the swan boat.
And remember, too, if you've once been there, you'll be crazy to go back.
You sure will.
We should have some more music, I suppose, shouldn't we?
Surely.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I'm very happy I brought along my hound dog guitar.
Did you?
Certainly, Bob. And
I haven't seen that around here for months.
It's been a long time since I just got it out of Hawkins, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to say that.
Uh-huh.
But I said it anyway.
Sure.
Now then.
What was it about this that appealed to you first?
What I like about
this... You like Western music as a general rule, or...
I think a little bit of...
You know, I've noticed lately there's been a lot of interest in Western music.
Yeah.
Like that Riders in the Sky and Cool Water. We've had a lot of those.
Yeah. San Jose. Birmingham Jail.
Yeah. Little Valley. And how come you picked this next number?
Well, Bob, I picked this next one because there's a fellow that plays...
You know this fella personally?
Yeah, that's the story I'm getting to.
Yeah.
I know this fellow very personally.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I know him.
Yeah.
I know him.
Were you there at the recording date?
No, but funny thing about that, I was almost...
Another one.
I was on my way up. Were you saying something?
No, I was just signaling to my engineer.
I was on the way up to the recording date. Mm-hmm.
Where was this made, by the way?
You probably read in Downbeat where I stepped into an open elevator shaft.
Oh, you're the fellow, eh?
Yes. And of course, naturally, I didn't make that particular date.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, for myself and for the band generally.
Oh, that's pretty good, man.
Music lovers, completely.
Yeah. Well, I think that covers the situation pretty well. Yeah, thanks for dropping up.
Well, I'll try to get up again.
Okay, and
we've
enjoyed your comments.
I enjoy sitting around the old bandstand here with you eating celery.
Okay, and now about that number, let's listen to it. Hmm?
Yeah.
Aboard the silver meteor that takes me there, I'm going right back where I was born. The moon is brighter, your heart is lighter, when it's time to start in making love. The band's playing, they're all square, stars shining brightly above.
Better hurry there, young lady. Say, friend, two outstanding features.
Let me take the slop bucket out of here now.
No, wait a minute. Tomato of water. The ninth and tenth races are best bets on tonight's head race program at Wonderland Revere. The ninth over the 5/16 mile distance brings out young timers. It's now over. Savage Roll, Harlan, Golden One, Ruby Swift, Tom Huzzy, Charlie Chap, and Air Brake. While the tenth over the long...
I'll put my money on that Huzzy, boy. That's a good dog.
Over the long Revere course brings to post eight of the country's fastest distance runners. Post time first race 7:45. The double daily closes at 7:30. Sound like the race for some reason. Near is Revere, from Boston by MTA, from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highways. Floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive cars or bicycles or anything. Go Greyhound racing tonight at Wonderland Revere, the track that stars the champion.
Something there, it's in the air, makes you feel like a millionaire.
See, that's what we don't have when we have Ken and Bill, a girl singer. That's what we need. We need charm, feminine charm, to add something to the program.
We also need things that we can fade out of, Bob. And it's awfully hard to fade out of Ken and Bill.
I know.
They play so loud that you cannot. It's asking too much of any engineer to be able to fade them out completely.
That's right. So that the commercial can get the full treatment.
So when we have this canned music, we can control it.
But speaking of feminine charm...
Thanks, Bob, and hello, friends everywhere. It's grand to be back with you all.
You weren't up here yesterday, were you?
August day.
I don't remember seeing you yesterday.
What, Bob?
See, I don't remember seeing you yesterday.
I don't think I... Well, I went up to the other studio, you know, looking for you.
Oh, yes, and we were down here.
I didn't see anybody there, and I thought maybe you were off the air.
No, we were down here on the air.
Uh-huh. Well, of course, I didn't know, and I wasn't near any loudspeaker or nothing like that, and I couldn't tell what was on.
So what happened after the big weekend?
Well, we had an awful wind yesterday up in Littleton Bar.
Yes, it was rather windy. Blew down some of my tomato plants yesterday.
Oh, isn't that too bad?
Yes. I got some back up again.
How is your summer squash, incidentally, Bob?
It's much better, thank you. As a matter of fact, I brought in a couple of products of it to Joe today.
Oh, I saw them up there on his farm desk.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, yes. Did you bring the cow, too, or did somebody else bring her?
I don't quite understand.
There was a cow in the office.
Oh, that wasn't my cow.
Well, I was wondering.
Yeah, I knew about the summer squash. I didn't know about the cow.
Well, there was a little cow in there.
No, I didn't know.
Well, as little as a cow can be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. What are you planning for this big holiday weekend?
Labor Day weekend? Well, not much, Bob. As you know, my husband, my lamented husband, is still lost somewhere.
That was demented, wasn't it?
Bob, that's not kind.
Well,
he always
you
spoke very
about.
Well of you.
Well, I know. I always get along with that, but
well,
you never
seen
it.
That's not kind. That's not kind at all.
Well, you've never had anything kind to say about it.
Well, I know, but it's different with me. I can say those things, but I just don't appreciate them coming from you.
Well, I'm
sorry. I don't blame him, Mary.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I've heard you say some very mean things about Edgar Ray.
Go ahead. I mean, what do you care, Mary? What have you got to lose?
Oh, you don't need to get... Don't get huffy now, Mary.
Yes, I believe I'll give you a big lip, Bob.
I don't think you'd better do that because you want to continue on the air up here, don't you?
How would you like your face massaged?
You want to continue on this program, don't you?
I'd love to, yes.
All right.
I'm only joking.
Behave yourself.
Oh.
Now, just to prove that you're back in the swing, would you like to read a commercial?
I don't think so, Bob. No, not unless I felt I was being paid for.
Why don't you make our phone call for us?
All right. I'd be tickled to death to do it.
Now, you wait till I get down here to the instructions.
All right.
Ray, will you give her that telephone that we have plugged in here? Well, okay. Somebody else will hand it to her, I guess. This all starts off with got a nickel, got a phone, got a minute. Then call Richmond 21750 right now and enjoy television in your home today.
That's the funniest thing I've heard.
A simple phone call. Now, here's where you come in.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Just pick up that receiver.
All right, yes. Mm-hmm.
Call the House of Television, one of the largest exclusive television dealers, and they'll deliver it as a console television set to your home without any obligation.
Tell her the number,
boy. And without a penny cost.
Hey, Bob, you.
This is Richmond 21750.
All right.
While you're doing that...
Operator, will you get me Richmond 21750?
I'll remind you people that it's not just any television set, not a small table model, but Admiral Television, one of America's top brand names, advertised nationally from coast to coast.
Hello?
Hello, Richmond 21750.
Yes, House Television.
Look, I've been asked by Bob and Ray to make a very simple phone call, and I'll try to be as simple as I can.
Who with them?
They are the men on the radio that have your commercial.
Oh.
House of Television?
Look, lady, I ain't got too much time here. I got people calling up television sets.
Well, that's what I'd like. A television set for nothing.
Oh, we ain't giving them away, you know.
Well, that's what they said.
No, they didn't say nothing like that.
It was sounded so.
Well, they said they sent one out to your house for maybe 3 or 4 minutes. So you see how it looks.
Oh, well, then.
Go ahead, Mary. Keep at him. You can give it to me.
You think if it came out to the house and I didn't...
What time do you want it, lady? I ain't got so much time here.
Well, here's the thing. I don't have $229, period.
If you decide to buy, it's yours for as little as $22.95 down and up to 2 full years to pay. Right now,
I don't like the way you're doing it.
Absolutely free.
So friends arrange for your very free home trial.
Hmm?
Sure. You name the time. Now, you tell us when you want the set delivered.
I'm standing on a private mic.
We'll be at least a half an hour late.
But Ray doesn't know it.
We'll pull up.
That when I press
the brake,
he's going to fall completely through the floor.
Yes.
Together with that, all of his commercials.
What I don't know is I'm going to go through the floor in about 2 minutes.
And what he doesn't know is that I know he's going to go through the floor, and I'm going to go with it.
The price, that's what Bob doesn't know. The price is only $229.95 complete.
Come on, Ray, we got to run.
All right.
If you decide to buy, it's yours for the
price.
Bye.
This is WHBH in Boston.